This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 169 of Youpreneur FM. I appreciate you being here, as always. Great show lined up. Our very good friend and Youpreneur community member, Jason Resnick, is in the house to talk all about how he has built his freelancing web development business up over the years and really truly how he's put it on steroids since becoming a Youpreneur member. You'll see how fondly Jason speaks of the community as a whole and the members that he's become very close friends with. Before I do that, however, let me remind you that as a Youpreneur FM listener, you get instant free access to my companion training course entitled Youpreneur Launchpad, and you can do that right now by going to chrisducker.com/launchpad, plain and simple. Man, everything you can possibly imagine to learn how to build a business based around your brand, what you love, your passion, your profit, and all the rest of it included. There's videos, there's audios, there's PDF downloads, and a whole bunch more as well. Sincerely, I feel like this is the best free training I've ever put together. So one more time, guys, pop over to chrisducker.com/launchpad to get instant access and enjoy the goodness. So onto my chat with Jason. You know, since we opened the doors to the Youpreneur community in September 2015, Jason has been a mainstay in terms of being very, very, very active in the community, in the forums, giving feedback. He's on the mastermind calls all the time. I just absolutely love conversing with this guy. He's smart. He's very savvy. He's a family guy, and he just gets it, plain and simple. He gets what it's like. He understands what's needed to build a business around your expertise and your personality. And as part of our Youpreneur community member spotlight series, we're going to be doing one of these every single month now to really show you what real entrepreneurs are achieving through the Youpreneur community. I just had to get Jason on as part of this series as early on as possible. I know you're going to enjoy it. Here's myself and Jason chatting up a storm. So Jason, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Chris.
It's all my pleasure, man. So I've really been looking forward to this because, you know, part of Youpreneur FM now, every month we highlight one of our Youpreneur community members. People are actually in the community and they're doing great stuff and they're kicking butt, taking names, et cetera, et cetera. You've been a member pretty much since day one, and I've seen you just sort of jump in leaps and bounds, and you're such a good voice for the community. You're always in there, you're helping people and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But I know, obviously, ultimately, at the core of what you're all about, you're a freelance and entrepreneur that wants to kick ass and make some money, and you're not scared to take an action. And that's why I was really looking forward to this call. So before we go into sort of, you know, what your Youpreneur journey has been like, let's talk a little bit about the background. Who is Jason? Who is he? What does he do?
Jason, I'm better known as Rez, I guess, online. But I'm a freelance web developer. It's focusing on WordPress. I help small business agencies and marketing firms as well. Basically, providing development resources focused in on e-commerce, building your email lists, and optimizing for downloads. And, you know, I focus in on WooCommerce mostly. That's my everyday kind of WordPress venture, right? I build custom plugins and basically just help small businesses take their established online business to the next level and kind of get them to their goals where they need to be when they're not just ready to hire a full-time in-house developer.
Right. So how long have you been doing this for?
I've been in the web development game for a long time, since the late 90s, showing my age there. But
you're in good company. This show that the average, I think probably the average age of a Upreneur FM listener has got to be mid 30s and beyond. So you're okay. You're fine.
I've been doing now on my own for, it'll be 6 years in August, and
okay.
Focused in on what I do specifically now for 3 years.
Nice. Perfect. Okay. So what is the day-to-day, you know, work look like for you? I mean, what, you know, as a, I'm always quite interested. I mean, like developers, I've worked with a lot of developers, mm-hmm. and y'all are freaks. seriously, dude, the hours you work, you know, and it's like, oh, when I'm in the zone, I got to keep going and all this. And I get it. Trust me, I get it. But I mean, like, you come across to me, I mean, you know, you're a family guy and all the rest of it, but you come across to me as a little bit more structured than most developers out there. What's the average day look like for you now?
Yeah, I'm definitely a lot more structured than I used to be. I just don't have, like, in my 20s, I got burned out big time.
Right.
You know, basically burning the candles at both ends. I was working full time plus building my freelance business and sleeping like 3 hours.
Not a good recipe.
No, definitely not. I mean, I'm structured now. I definitely have built a sustainable business around that. And my clients know that, yeah, I'm a solopreneur. I work from my house and all that, but I put boundaries around that. I don't want people mm-hmm. interrupting me during dinner and family time and that kind of stuff. And, mm-hmm. You know, my every day is really, I look at it as an 80-20 rule. Where 80%,
and you have a cat, and you have a cat,
yeah,
as well.
And he's really annoying down the hall. So I apologize
for that.
80-20. 80-20 is basically 80% of my every day is a client project, and then 20% mm-hmm. is really focused in on building my business and moving that forward.
Okay, I love that. So. All right, let's get into some brass tacks then. Let's start chipping away at the surface here a little bit. So where were you then? And this question, obviously, in the follow-up is the meat of this show. And I just love asking these two questions. Like, where were you before Upreneur? What was your work like? What was your, I don't know, just your general mindset and all that sort of stuff?
My mindset was, I'll be honest, my mindset is kind of still the same.
Okay. But
I didn't have the, I guess, support foundation mm-hmm. that I have with Upreneur. Meaning that, like, in my head, I knew that I always had to do, like, the 20%. If I wanted to really build a sustainable business, I have to work on the business, not just in the business.
Right.
So I always had that mindset to do that. But, you know, like you said, sometimes you get so heads down and like 4 days go by and all you've done is code for one client. And then some other clients are like, hey, where's my stuff? And obviously everything for the business goes away, you know, like anything that I need to do. And the thing that Upreneur kind of always does for me, at least, is that the accountability of what I've said that I wanted to do for either the month or the quarter or the year is there in public form. So mm-hmm, that I mm-hmm. feel like just how I am, if I've said I'm going to do something, then I have to do it. So for me, that accountability support that people, you know, even people there, like encouraging you. I mean, I've been doing a lot of Snapchat since the beginning of the year, and people are always like, you know, if I don't snap for the day, people are like, where are you? What's going on? I'm like, geez,
I love
I'm just doing some work.
I love it. You know, last week I missed a Duckerscope show because I was traveling up to Manila with Urs to go and see Madonna in concert.
That's right.
And
I did see that. Yep.
Yeah, and I got tweets from people. Hey, where's Duckerscope? It's 9 o'clock Eastern. Where is it? I'm like, I'm going up to Manila. I'm going to go see Madonna. All right, get off my back. You know, it's kind of funny, but that's a good thing though, right? Because that shows
Definitely.
That yep. you know they're waiting. like, you know, they're followers, they're fans. I don't like that word fans. You know, I just prefer just friends. Like, just friends. That's it. Whether we've met in real life or not, we're all just friends. And for me, that's a good sign that you're doing something right. And I love that. Now, I want to touch base real quick on this accountability focus, because for me, one of the main reasons why I launched Youpreneur in the first place was because I had worked with a number of entrepreneurs, hundreds, into the hundreds, easy, over the last 5 years as a coach, doing live events, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the, you know, the two big things really that I saw over and over again was that number one, people were actually genuinely lonely in their entrepreneurial endeavors. Like, they were genuinely lonely. Mm-hmm. They didn't have that support network around them. So I thought, well, build a community, I'll solve that. But then the other thing was that they sometimes felt like they lacked the accountability. Like, if you don't have the support around you, yes, all you've got is really yourself. And yes, you can hold yourself accountable. I know that. But that only works to a certain degree, as we all know, because that old devil procrastination comes into play, right? But I have seen yourself and many, many, many other people inside the community with our monthly small win goal setting exercise that we do. People are crushing it, dude.
Yep.
Like, oh my God, like a serious amount of work getting completed every single month by a lot of people. And they've all basically said that if it wasn't for that one post that they do, you know, above and beyond everything else that they do, but that one post every month, it really puts a rocket up their butt. I mean, like, how important is that, that one little exercise for you each month, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's powerful. Is because, like, even the psychology of things, and it always comes up around New Year's and things like that, like setting your goals, and you got to write it down, because if you don't write it down, you're never going to get to it, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But that is the psychology of that is valid. Mm. And writing it in public is even better, because now other eyeballs are looking at it. And it's, I think for me, you know, I play on multiple softball teams. I'm a competitive type of person. So when I see somebody else killing it, then I'm like, oh, they checked off four or five things in their monthly list. That means I got to do at least six, you know? So, so it's like a little bit competitive as well. But for, you know, just the ability to also see the progress too. I mean, we have those member records, right?
Yes.
And outlining, you know, and kind of just coming back on a monthly basis and looking at how people are progressing with their records. And even for myself, just seeing like, oh, wow, I really accomplished all of that last month, you know, and it makes you feel good. And it just strives you to get to that, you know, next stage of your business,
next
to see
spot,
whatever's
right.
going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love it. I mean, I'm one of the things that I really, and you know, because you've heard me do it on our mastermind calls, I kick ass. Like when I...
Yeah, you know, you definitely hold people accountable, and you're not nice about it either. You're just like, hey, what's going on? You haven't updated this yet.
Well, I think what it is that, you know, I mean, a bit of tough, like my old mammy, she was smiling. And mammy, hello, mammy. She used to say, you know, if you got to be cruel to be kind.
Right.
And I believe that wholeheartedly sometimes. Not all the time, obviously, but sometimes. I mean, like, just last week, I noticed that, you know, we had a little bit of a lull on people posting their goals. So on the last call, you know, I really put a boot up people's butt. I said, look, guys, you're not in this community. Give me a little bit of pocket money every month. Like, you know, you're here to grow your business. Yeah. And, you know, if that means I've got to kick your butt, then buckle up, because here it comes kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, there Everybody. Was a flurry of people posting, right?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. But I mean, it's true though, because it's like, you know, like I said before, sometimes you get heads down with client work, but like the Youpreneur is about building your business. It's not about building your client's business. It's about building your business. So this is what we signed up for. You know, let's get at it. You made the investment to come join the community. Now it's time to capitalize on that investment.
Mm. I mean, that's a good point. And I think, you know, a lot of in the process of planning the launch of Youpreneur and you know, opening the doors and then obviously tweaking things since we've opened, and we'll continue to tweak and make changes and additions and things like that. But one of the things I did, I spoke with a lot of other people that run recurring membership-based businesses because, you know, I was like, well, where are the members? Like literally, you know, when we first got going, we had a big flurry of people come in. Over 400 people came in within the space of like 6-7 weeks. But there wasn't, there didn't seem to be like 400 people were not in the forum every day. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, you know, I reached out and said, where are my members? And they said, dude, this is totally normal. Like 70% of the people that join membership sites are just consumers. They're lurkers. That's fine, because that's how they're going to get what they want to get out of the community. The other 30%, they'll be the voices. They'll be in the forums. They'll be, you know, talking about it on social, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought maybe I was doing something wrong at first, but the fact is, it's just, it is what it is. It's an industry standard, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, back like when I said in my early 20s, when I kind of burnt out, I did create a membership site, and it was a paid membership site, and it was before Facebook really blew up and all that stuff. And it was, you know, it was just a social site. I learned a lot from by doing that. You know, I spent, I must have been like 800 or 900 hours just developing it, you know?
Wow.
And then, you know, and then it was, I saw the members come in, and I was, and once I started getting into the numbers, and I'm like, you know what? There's only really like, you know, maybe 20 to 30% people that are actually, you know, doing something. And then what are the other people doing? Why did they join in, you know? But then, like you said, they lurk. They just do what they need to, I don't know, consume, you know?
And that's just, fine. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you this follow-up question then. That was like the longest answer to my first question ever. And I just want, I mean, guys, you guys listening in, you have no idea how much I enjoy these episodes now on the podcast. You literally have no idea, because it's great to bring on the experts and talk to them and bring on Gary Vaynerchuk and all that sort of, you know, these A-listers out there. And I love them. Don't get me wrong. And I'm very blessed to have great relationships with a lot of those people now. But these calls right here with our Upener members, these are the ones that I look forward to the most. And this conversation between me and Jason right here is, this is exactly what I'm talking about. This is why I started this segment for the podcast, which is why I just love doing it so much. So where are you now, right? We're 6-7 months in with Upener. What's changed for you?
What's changed for me? Well, for one, I have a client. I've met somebody through the forums, and they became a client of mine.
Okay.
But as far as the business goes, the level at which my goals that I kind of set out for myself for 2016, they're well on their way of being met. And I thought they were really lofty to start off with. And for me, I always set myself lofty goals, you know, every year for the business and stuff like that.
So give us one goal for 2016 that you thought was lofty that you've already achieved.
Well, I haven't achieved it yet, but one of them was to 10x my profit from last year. Last year, one of my big goals was 10xing my monthly revenue, which was pretty lofty in of itself. And my wife actually even looked at me when I told her that. She goes, "That sounds like an awful lot. Like, are you going to be able to do that?" I'm like, thanks. Thanks for the support.
But so, you're going to love wives and the fact that they don't filter. They don't. I say sometimes I say to us, you know, honey, I love you with all my heart, but sometimes you got to engage your brain before you open your mouth. You just got to do it. I love them. Oh, dude.
What was funny was that in 6 months of 2015, I had 10x'd my revenue. And I told my wife, and she goes, "Listen, whatever you set your mind to, I'm not even going to question it anymore. You know, I'm done with that."
I'm loving the gifts. Yeah. I'm loving the gifts. Keep it coming, right?
So the thing for me was really for this year was, one was to 10x my profit, and a lot of what 2016 for me is really pushing out a ton of content. And doubling my client list, and me being a solopreneur, all my clients just work with me. So there's only so much time in the day. So I really have to optimize my business in such a way so that I can double my client base. And I'm well on that way there just by talking to some of the people that are in the forums and learning from them. 'Cause what's great about it is there are a ton of people that are at all varying stages of their business.
Yes.
And, you know, just to see some people that are a lot further down the road and kind of picking their brain and stuff like that, it's just, it's been, like I was saying before, that support foundation that you have there in inside the community is fantastic, you know? And like, I don't know if I would have discovered the things that some of the people have said, you know, I may have stumbled upon them, but you know, it would have been a couple of hurdles to get there, you know,
right? And very possibly maybe not as impactful as well, because we stumble over a lot of things, don't we? You know what I mean? But
of course,
a lot of the times we read them or we watch them or whatever, and they register, but we kind of then just move on to the next piece of content or whatever the case may be. But I think there's something to be said about, you know, when you're actually in a private forum setting like that and genuinely conversing and having conversations with people that are then recorded on a server that you can go back and read over with a very simple search. I think that's gold right there.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the thing too, is a lot of, I'm not a writer. So for me, pushing out a lot of content for me is not, it's not something I enjoy doing. You know I have to do it. And building an email list, I never did that, so to speak. I had a newsletter list and it was just, you know, very tiny, but I never really like concentrated on doing that. And I knew the importance. I told my clients and I built many lists for them, but I never did it for
me. You gotta have an opt-in form.
But like, you know, just talking to some of them and learning like, oh yeah, you know, and just hearing how they talk about certain things, especially some of the marketers that are in there, they're like, you know what, this landing page looks good, but you might want to tweak it to do this, and this will work for you better. And then come back a week later, be like, yep, conversions on that one was a lot higher than they were before. Yeah. You know, so just having that kind of like feedback loop that you have there, where you can kind of make these personal relationships, even though that they're building their own business and you're building your own business, you know, you still have that kind of relationship. And the best part about it is that these people are like halfway across the planet.
Right. You know, well, that's one of the things that I'm really, honestly, truly proud of with the community is, and I've always been very, very blessed. And I use that word. I don't discount that word at all. I've always been blessed to have a genuine global community. It's not US centric or UK centric or anything centric. It truly is a global community of people. And it's always been like that, from podcast listeners to, you know, Twitter followers to blog readers, you name it. I've always had people, and I don't know why exactly. Maybe it's because I'm a Brit in a predominantly US dominated business in terms of the online world and stuff. Live in the Philippines. But I mean, I've always been blessed with that.
Right.
But when I see people, you know, coming together on, particularly on the mastermind calls, and some people stay up because obviously, you know, we do two calls a month, right? So we have to switch between the two time zones, right? But there's still people, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, UK time, they'll be tuning in.
Yep.
And then they're conversing with their friends that they've met through the community in Australia or, you know, in the evening in the US or whatever it is. I love that. I absolutely love that stuff. I truly do. And I'm so glad that, you know, you're bringing up the support angle again. I think it's so important for people to really, truly understand how important that really is. But for me, though, the one thing that I've seen with you particularly is that you give support just as much as you take it from other people as well. And I think that right there is the key to getting the most out of any community setup, is giving just as much as you take. Would you agree?
Definitely. I mean, you know, I'm a WordPress developer, and one of the reasons for me on why I went down that road was the community aspect of WordPress. I'm a Java developer, Ruby on Rails developer, and it was always like, you know, nobody shared their homework kind of thing. You know, it was like everybody kind of worked in their own silo. And WordPress for me was very community centric, you know, whether it's developers or designers or just users using it, everybody shared their knowledge and information. And I love that. Because there's always somebody smarter than you in the room. And for me, I always want to learn from that person, right? So what's great about, you know, just being able to give back into the community. If you don't give and you're just always taking, then you're only getting like one side of the coin, right? And for me, that's why.
Is that your cat?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
You can hear little noises in the background. Oh, dear. Yeah. Go on, carry on.
It's nighttime, and that's his time, I guess.
But, that's the frisky hour. Yeah.
But anyway, so for me, you know, like I always love, like I was saying before, I love getting feedback from people that are further down the road. So on the flip side, and I'm as a freelance web developer, I've been through that feast or famine cycle. If I could talk to somebody and help them avoid that or glance off of that in some way, I'm all for it. I mean, I speak at meetups and WordCamps and things like that and talk about, you know, building a sustainable freelance business and all that. And for me, that's all I do on Snapchat is just talk about that. You know, I don't even talk about what I do for clients or anything like that on Snapchat. It's just focused in on freelancing and building that sustainable business. And, you know, it's great when you talk to somebody and then they come back like, yeah, you know what? I use those onboarding templates, or I started tracking my time and it's amazing what the heck, you know, I spend time on, you know, during any given day. So, you know, for me that I enjoy being a part of the community in both ways.
Yeah. And we enjoy you doing exactly just that as well. And I love the fact that you mentioned that, you know, you get people that are above and beyond where you are right now, mm-hmm. as well as obviously not so quite where you are in terms of your journey and your success and all the rest of it as well. And, you know, one of the things we talked about actually before we opened up the doors, were, you know, that was a question. It was like, well, we're going to get more people that, you know, there's going to be a split of people, right? There's going to be some people that are going to be really far along in the journey and they just want that support and they want that accountability and they're going to have a lot to share because they've been doing this, whatever it is, for a while, et cetera, et cetera. And there's going to be some people that are complete newbies, that mm-hmm. are just beginning, that are just starting out, that are still 9 to 5-ing but side hustling and want to quit in the next year and want to, you know, they need something to take things up to the next level. Or maybe they're already at the next level, but they're still 3 or 4 steps away from these other people. What do we do? Do we keep them separate? Is there a senior and a junior area of the community and that sort of type of thing? But, you know, we decided, and actually it wasn't that much of a discussion, we decided that it was exactly what we wanted to do, was to put everybody all together for right. these exact reasons. Plus, not to mention the fact, and I've said it 100 times and I'll say it 1,000 more, no one has a monopoly on good ideas. Just because you're not a super successful, rich, experienced entrepreneur doesn't mean that you're not going to drop a value bomb on somebody that is in some right. capacity.
Totally. You know? I mean, for me, I mean, I'm a WordPress developer. How many of those are out there?
Right.
You know, I mean, geez.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and what I always tell everybody is that, you know, just because I'm a WordPress developer and you're a WordPress developer and we kind of play in the same sandbox, there's mm-hmm. plenty of clients to go around.
Oh, and, my God, and absolutely.
The thing is, I'm not you and you're not me. So there's some unique value add that I give and there's some unique value add that you give to your clients. And mm-hmm. the clients are about you as much as what about your services too. So, you know, that's how it is for me. I mean,
you sound just like a Upreneur member.
Funny. Funny how that works, huh?
Oh, dear. It's the business of you. It is. It truly is. So let me ask you this as we wrap up here. I mean, if there was one thing that you believe if there was that one big takeaway from everything that you've experienced as a Upreneur thus far, all the people that you've met and conversed with, all the content that you've consumed, all the time that you and I have spent together on the phone and stuff like that, what's the one big takeaway so far on the journey as a Upreneur member?
I think relationships. Just to be able to build relationships that are the foundation for your business. I mean, even if, you know, I have one client, but, you know, I talk to you, I talk to, you know, John Cordray, you know, I talk to,
Love John.
Tons of people. And it's just like, I'm like, I would have never built these relationships with these people hadn't been for Youpreneur. I mean, maybe we would have bumped each other on Twitter and stuff like that. But, you know, the fact that we're all in the same kind of community means that we're all like-minded people. And that puts everybody in that same kind of sandbox. You know, I don't want to say that it's putting people in a box, but it does, you know, and we all kind of have similar goals for ourselves and our businesses. And that kind of puts on us on a common ground, so to speak. And for me, that's fantastic. I mean, I'm in New York and you're in the Philippines and, you know, like Roger Edwards, he's in, you know, Scotland and like things like, I'm like, it's crazy. Like how, you know, I would have never met any of these people if there wasn't, you know, no community there. So that for me is my biggest takeaway is the relationship, because even, you know, let's say businesses come and go, money comes and goes and stuff like that. But having, I realized a long, long time ago in my, you know, early part of my career is that it's a small world. And the only thing that really stands the test of times are the relationships that you build with people, not with businesses. That's right. So
that's right. I'll agree 100% on that. And that's a nice way to end the show. I think that's a great way to wrap up. Thanks for coming on and sharing the journey, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure and a privilege.
Well, the privilege is all ours, my man. You guys tuning in, I hope you enjoyed, hearing from Jason and the journey a little bit. I kind of already know what he's all about and I enjoyed it. So I'm assuming you did as well. Show notes for this over at chrisducker.com/episode169. We will link to Jason's website over there as well, just in case you're interested and you're looking for a freelance developer to work with. I'll be back at you again next week with another episode where we're going to be sitting down with a fantastic Nathan Barry from ConvertKit.com. Until then, take good care, be kind to each other, and I'll see you soon.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information
and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today.
That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.